And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Tani Alvarez at Verrill. Did you know that in June of 2020, the United States Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division updated the Certification of Healthcare Provider Rights and Responsibilities and Designation Notices for FMLA purposes? The new forms are available on the Department of Labor's website and provide employees, employers, and healthcare providers with fillable electronic documents as well as more easy-to-navigate forms. One significant, and what we believe will prove to be helpful changes, is regarding the medical information question on the healthcare provider certification. Now the healthcare provider can check whether the condition has resulted in inpatient care, incapacity and ongoing treatment, a chronic condition, a permanent or a long-term condition, a condition requiring multiple treatments or pregnancy. With hope, this will decrease the need for multiple communications between employers and healthcare providers. Contact a member of Verrill's Labor and Employment Practice Group to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.